congratulations on the big win over Scott City, Coach, 47-34.
Thank you.
You guys played very well tonight. You guys weathered the storm in the second quarter. Nicole Ruta got two fouls and she had to sit for a good chunk of the second quarter, but she didn't let Scott City use their size advantage, and they only led by one at halftime. Talk about the other stepping up and playing against that size in the second quarter to keep it from getting away from you.
And that was huge because Nicole's assignment was to stop Strine from getting what she wanted in there. So to not have her in there, the other girls just picked up the slack. But, you know, that's been our theme this year is to play together. And they did that exceptionally well, no matter who was on the floor. And so, you know, They did a great job of just, like you said, weathering the storm so that we could get to halftime and then get Nicole back in there in the second half.
Emma Cornelson in the second half played out of her mind. She had 4 points in the third quarter to help you guys take the lead in that third quarter. And then in the fourth quarter, 3 of 4 at the foul line.
Yes.
And then the big play, she drew the charge with under 2 minutes to go on Felker and forced her to foul out. And you felt like Scott City was about to make a run. And that charge that she drew was huge.
Oh, absolutely. Emma's one of those go-getters. You know, she's a little spark for our team. And she hasn't been feeling really well, but you would never have known that tonight. She was rock solid and excited to get that charge. They were over on the bench, and I think it was Emma that was on the bench at that time, and she said, somebody needs to take a charge. And so when she got in there, she took it, and that was big. It swung the momentum just a little bit more in our favor and got Felker out of the game. So it was beautifully played.
You guys, 0 of 2 at the foul line in the first half, 15 of 18 at the foul line in the second half. Really stepped up from the foul line in the second half.
Yeah, that one miss was Emma's, wasn't it?
No,
we want to shoot 70% as a team, and we just reached that in practice this last week, and now we shot 75% here in the game. So that was one of the biggest – I mean, that was a factor because every time they put us at the line, and they were fouling quite a bit, and we knew that we had the time and the score on our side. So to get to the line and get some extra points for a little bit of a cushion was big, and we did that when we needed to.
Nicole Ruta, even with the foul trouble, 8 points and 10 rebounds, and really opened up the floor. She got a steal and some big plays, just really opened up the floor for everybody else.
Yeah, Nicole did more than just steals, or just more than rebounds and points because of what she did to Strine. I think Strine ended up with maybe 10. You know, she didn't score in the second half until I think in the fourth quarter. And when she took shots, she was so out of rhythm and out of sync because Nicole was right there all the time in her face. She executed her role on this team tonight above and beyond the points that she scored. But she has become a beast on the rebounding side of the game.
Yeah, Kruleski, 18 points tonight, 3 big 3-pointers. She was guarded pretty tightly all night. But the big thing that we saw from Kruleski tonight was her hands-on defense, forcing the turnover. She was all over the floor.
All last year we kept saying, you've got to play defense, you've got to play defense. And that was the difference in the game tonight for her. Probably more important than her points. Her points we need. It works on a lot in the offseason. But she brought it tonight. She played so confident. She knew she could get those steals. And then did a good job on the offensive end. Even that banked three.
Yeah. Hey, what does it mean? You know, this is the third win in a row for you, and it's been a while.
Yes.
So third win in a row going into the Hillsborough tournament, and tough draw, really, first round. But
yes.
What's that mean with the confidence going into the next game, winning 3 in a row like this?
I think tonight was huge because you can talk about all the stats that you want, but the biggest thing was I could get emotional about this because we're with these girls every day, and they work so hard. I love every single one of them. The girls that executed the game plan on the floor, the ones that were on the bench echo calling, the ones that are over playing in the C-team game, they have overcome a lot of adversity this season together. And it finally came to fruition here tonight for them to be able to get a big quality win, and I hope that we can just use that as a jumping board for next week's big tournament.
Yeah, and you know, you do talk about Jarrett Kruleski a lot and Hallie Jones, and but what about Paige Jones? I mean, once Nicole out of the game there in the second quarter, she had to step in and take care of, and, you know, gave up a few points, but, I mean, she had to, Strine had to work for those. Talk about Paige Jones and what she brings to the team.
Thank you. She is one heck of a coachable kid. And I told her tonight, you know, watching film from last year against Scott City and watching her play tonight, she is a different player. She's more confident. She's more relaxed. And one of the beautiful things about playing together is when she had to play Strine there, she was talking to Nicole, like, what do I need to do in the middle? How do I need to guard her? She was asking questions, you know, because she knew, Nicole knew, and then she was able to play better, I think, or knew what she would have to do if she had that assignment again. But she is just a solid player. I really can't say enough good things about her because she does exactly what we need her to do all the time.
Well, Coach, we're going to let you go. That voice is killing me. And you know, great win.
Thank you.
I credit to you and your coaching staff doing a great job and getting this streak going. So huge win. Congratulations and good luck next week.
Thank you.